and of Philemon chapter 1. The Epistle of Paul to Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon our agape beloved and fellow worker, and to Apphia our sister, and to Archippus our fellow soldier, and to the ecclesia on your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, hearing of your agape love, and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus, and toward all the saints, that the fellowship of your faith may become effectual in the knowledge of every good thing which is in you, unto Christ. For I had much joy and comfort in your agape love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, though I have all boldness in Christ to enjoin you that which is befitting, yet for agape love's sake I rather ask, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now a prisoner also of Christ Jesus, I ask you for my child, whom I have begotten in my bonds, Onesimus, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you, and to me, whom I have sent back to you in his own person, that is, my very heart, whom I would fain have kept with me, that in your behalf he might minister unto me in the bonds of the gospel, but outside your mind I would do nothing, that your goodness should not be, as of necessity, but of free will. For perhaps he was therefore parted from you for a season, that you should have him forever, no longer as a servant, but more than a servant, a brother agape beloved, specially to me, but how much rather to you, both in the flesh, and in the Lord. If then you count me a partner, receive him as myself. But if he has wronged you at all, or owes you anything, put that to mine account. I Paul write it with mine own hand, I will repay it, that I say not unto you that you owe to me even your own self besides. Behold, brother, let me have joy of you in the Lord, refresh my heart in Christ. Having confidence in your obedience I write unto you, knowing that you will do even beyond what I say. But with prepare me also a lodging, for I hope, that through your prayers I shall be granted unto you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, salutes you, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.